يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
O mankind, serve your Lord who has created you as well as those before you. Do so that you are saved. Do so that you are saved.
So that you are saved from false beliefs and unrighteous conduct in this life and from God's punishment in the next.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
It is He who has made the earth a resting place for you, and the sky a canopy, and sent down water from above, wherewith He brought forth fruits for your sustenance. Do not, then, set up rivals to Allah when you know the truth. When you know the truth.
Not to set up others as rivals to Allah means not to make anyone other than God the object of worship, service, and obedience that one owes to God alone.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
If you are in any doubt whether it is we who have revealed this book to our servant, then produce just a surah like it, and call all your supporters, and seek in it the support of all others save Allah. Accomplish this if you are truthful.
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
But if you fail to do this, and you will most certainly fail, then have fear of the fire, whose fuel is men and stones, and which has been prepared for those who deny the truth. Whose fuel is men and stones.
In the next life, not only will the unbelievers become the fuel of hellfire, but that the same fate will befall the idol stones they worshipped and before which they prostrated themselves.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
O Prophet, announce glad tidings to those who believe in this book and do righteous deeds in accordance with its teachings, that for them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. Their fruits will have such resemblance to those of the earth that whenever they will be provided with those fruits, they will say, "It was this which was granted to us on earth before." For them there shall be pure spouses, and there they shall abide forever.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَّا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين.
Behold, Allah is not ashamed to propound the parable of a gnat, or even of something more lowly. On hearing these parables, the believers know that it is the truth from their Lord. While those bent on denying the truth say, "What does Allah mean by these parables?" Thus, He causes many to go astray, just as He directs many to the right way. And He thereby causes to go astray only the transgressors, or even of something more lowly.
Here an objection is indirectly refuted. At several places in the Quran, spiders, flies, gnats, and so on are mentioned in order to elucidate certain points. Opponents objected to this on the grounds that such objects were too lowly to find a place in the Book of God. They insinuated that had the Quran indeed been a revelation from God, it would not have mentioned such trivial objects.
Only the transgressors.
Fasik means transgressor, disobedient.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
Who break the covenant of Allah after its firm binding, and cut asunder what Allah has commanded to be joined, and spread mischief on earth. They are the utter losers, after its firm binding.
The injunctions or ordinances issued by a sovereign to his servants and subjects are termed ahd in Arabic, since compliance with them becomes obligatory for the latter. Ahd has been used here in this sense.
The ahd referred to here signifies God's eternal command that all human beings are obliged to render their service, obedience, and worship to Him alone. After its binding refers to the promise made by mankind to remain faithful to the injunctions of God at the time of Adam's creation. For details, see Al-A'raf 7-172.
Allah has commanded to be joined.
That is, the transgressors strike their blows at those very relationships upon which the individual and collective well-being of mankind depends, relationships which God wants maintained on a sound basis.
كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
How can you be ungrateful to Allah, who bestowed life upon you when you were lifeless? Then He will cause you to die and will again bring you back to life so that you will be returned to Him.
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
It is He who created for you all that is on earth, and then turned above and fashioned it into seven heavens. He knows all things, and fashioned it into seven heavens.
It is difficult to explain precisely what is meant by the seven heavens. In all ages, man has tried, with the help of observation and speculation, to conceptualize the heavens. For instance, that which lies beyond and above the earth. As we know, the concepts that have thus developed have constantly changed. What might be broadly inferred from this statement is that either God has divided the universe beyond the earth into seven distinct spheres, or that this earth is located in that part of the universe which consists of seven different spheres.